奉主耶稣圣名啊，跟大家一起来继续查考苦难的迷失。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the myth of tribulation.
我们查考完之后，我们再一起来祷告。
After studying into the Bible together, we will pray.
让我们知道怎么样得到力量来面对苦难。
And we will learn about how we gain strength to face tribulations.
因为苦难这个主题啊，是我们在人生里，在信仰上啊，一定会面临的难题。
Because tribulation is something we will encounter in our lives and also spiritually.
这是迟早的问题而已。
It is something that will happen sooner or later.
没有一个人能够从头到从年轻到年老，从生到死的过程里面，都不会遇到肉体的病痛。
There is no one who will go from a young age all the way to being an old age and have no physical suffering or illness.
也没有一个人能够从生到死的过程当中，一生都不会遇到艰难。
And there is no one from when they are born all the way throughout their lives that they will not encounter difficulties and troubles.
所以我们一定会碰到不同各种不同程度的，我们认为是很艰巨的情况，有时候甚至会冲击我们的信仰。
And all of us will encounter these difficult times, and these difficult things may even be a challenge for our faith.
那神在圣经里留下约伯记这一卷书，其实就是要准备我们来面对我们可能遇到了各种不同的苦难。
And in the Bible, there is the book of Job that it helps us to prepare and know how to face these tribulations.
那同时也让我们都互相学习，当别人遇到苦难的时候，我们应当要怎么来帮助他。
And at the same time, it also helps us learn how to help those around us who are encountering these tribulations.
那如果我们自己遇到苦难，我们会希望别人怎么来安慰我们？
And if we ourselves encounter tribulation, we know this is how we hope others will also help us and comfort us.
让我们看到一个希望。
And it gives us a hope.
能够忍受苦难的人是有福的。
That those who overcome and persevere through tribulation are blessed.
因为这当中有我们的救赎主在帮助我们。
Because among all this, there is our Savior. He will help us.
在约伯记里面，其实他已经预告了耶稣基督的救赎。
In Job, it already foresees and tells of the future of Jesus, our Savior.
所以圣经它每一节书卷都跟救恩有关系的。
So in the
在整个圣经里
，in the whole of the Bible, there is it's all related to the Old Testament.
不管是哪一个经卷，它最后都一定会跟神的救恩有关。
No matter which verse, it's all to do with God's salvation.
那所以其实我们在看圣经的时候，我们要抓住一个主题，就是他在讲主耶稣基督来怎么解决我们人生的各种问题。
So when we read the Bible, we should think about how Jesus is helping us to overcome the different problems that we have in our lives.
所以我们要一直记住，圣经的中心人物是耶稣基督。
So we must remember that the main character in the Bible is Jesus.
圣经的主题就是神的救赎。
The main theme in the Bible is God's salvation.
那在这个救赎的执行，就是主耶稣基督他亲自来到人间之后，我们就看得非常清楚。
So after Jesus was sent to earth on our behalf, then we can see very clearly.
这包括我们在旧约看到的所谓的完全公义正直这个问题，都要从主耶稣基督救赎的角度去看才会明白。
And in terms of righteousness and being upright, we can learn and understand all these things from the salvation of Jesus Christ.
因为旧约时代他所揭示的一些真理其实当时代人都是模模糊糊的，不是很清楚。
Because in the Old Testament, the people at that time were not clear.
但是我们今天在这个救恩的时代里，因着有圣经给我们的这些启示，我们可以看得很清楚了。
But now today, through the revelation from the Bible, we can see very clearly.
所以在约伯记第十九章。
So in Job chapter 19.
请翻开十九章。
Please turn to chapter 19.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
这是在这个苦难里面一个很重要的盼望。
In our tribulation is a very important hope.
约伯记十九章二十五节。
Job chapter 19 verse 25.
我们请读二十五节，读到第二十七节。
Chapter 19 verse 25 to 27. For in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I read. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. 26. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know that in my flesh I shall see God. 27. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me.
你看这个在几千年前约伯他就已经仰望到我的救赎主他永远活着。
And we see that thousands of years ago, even at that time, Job was yearning for salvation and the Savior.
那他已经在盼望他在这个肉体之外，他可以复活，身体复活，可以得见这位救赎主。
He was already yearning for the spiritual salvation.
然后他强调说，我要自己亲眼看到他。
And he emphasized that he wants to see God himself with his own eyes.
那这个就是在这苦难当中我们所看到的盼望。
And so we can see clearly this is the hope that we have during tribulation.
也就说明我们今天的生命本身不是只有在这个肉体这个今生而已。
That is to say that our lives in the flesh is not just as it is today.
我们一定要看到主所给我们那永远的生命。
We must look further and think of the eternal life that God will give us.
我们知道约伯他当时候，你看失去一切，身体又遭受这么大的苦难，他很痛苦。
And so we see that Job, he lost everything, and he had so many difficulties in his life, and he was suffering.
那神保守他，神后来医治他，后来他身体好了。
God protected him and healed him, and then his health was better.
他再一次得到神的祝福，所以他又拥有加倍的财富。
And so later on, God blessed him, and he had a lot more possessions,
两倍
double of what he had.
那他又神再重新赐给他十个儿女。
And then God gave him ten sons and daughters.
那在最后特别强调，他这个女儿是最漂亮的。
And it also emphasized that one of his daughters was the most beautiful.
就当时候的时代没人能比的。
And there was no one else you could compare.
他都把他三个女儿的名字都把他写下来了。
Even the names of the three daughters were written down in the Bible.
如果是以现在这个选美的观念，他们全部都得冠军了。
If now we were looking at who is the prettiest, then all of them would gain gold.
因为第十五节特别强调。
Because in verse 15,
在那全地的妇女当中，找不到像约伯的女儿这么样的美貌的。
It says, "Those who dwell in my house and my maidservants count me as a." Verse 15.
第十五节，最后四十二章。
In chapter 42. Verse 15.
而且他们又一样承受产业，这个都已经超越当时的风俗。以前那个时代，女儿是产业是没份的。读第十五节。
In verse 15, and all the land were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers.
这些都是在他的苦难之后，神赐给他的。
And this is what God gave him after his suffering.
但是最后，约伯再活140年也死了。
But then after Job lived for 140 years, then he passed away.
因为没有人能够永远活在这个地面上，也不需要。
Because no one can live forever on the earth, and it's not needed.
但是他就很期待，将来他一定能够亲眼看到神。
But he had this hope and yearning so that he could see God with his own eyes.
那其实他当时在苦难当中他就已经觉得他已经像亲眼看到神一样了。
But when he was in his suffering, he already felt that he could see God with his own eyes.
可是这个是用信心的角度，其实神并没有出现在他面前让他看呢。
But that was through his own faith, and God did not appear before him physically.
可是以后他一定会亲眼看到神。
But in the future, he knew that he would see God personally with his own eyes.
这个就是在约伯记里面他最后所留下给我们一个盼望，永生的盼望。
So this is what the book of Job gives us this hope.
在神里面，在耶稣基督，我们可以得到的。
That in the Lord Jesus is what we can receive.
所以 在今生我们会面对各种不同的苦难，我们就能够有勇气，我们也知道怎么去面对。
So, today when we encounter all these difficulties and tribulations, we know how to face them.
我们继续今天早上所停留的地方，第二章。
Let's continue from where we left off in the morning.
第二章第九节。
Job chapter 2, verse 9.
约伯的妻子，他对苦难的看法是这样。
This is the perspective of Job's wife in terms of tribulation.
神，他在苦难当中，他应该会眷顾我。
That in tribulation, God will look after me.
但是神如果不眷顾了，他让你这样，他跟约伯说，你都这样子受苦，你还要持守你的纯正吗？
But if God does not look after you at that time, if during your tribulation, then will you continue to follow God?
其实约伯的妻子，他看到约伯在受苦，他本身也很痛苦。
Actually, because when Job's wife saw Job in the suffering, she also was in pain.
哦，就像今天夫妻啊，你看到配偶在受苦，你这个做不管做先生做太太的，一样受苦，甚至更苦。
Just like today, as a husband and wife, if you see your husband or your wife in suffering, you also will feel the suffering.
因为这个就是一种爱，然后爱会有这种感受，好像对方的苦跟我有关系的。
Because this is love, and because you see your spouse in suffering, then you know it's also on you, and you also feel that suffering.
所以当时候，约伯的妻子跟约伯说：“啊，你这么痛苦，你死了好了。”
So,
死了就不会痛苦吗？
So then Job's wife said to him, then you might as well die because then you do not need to suffer anymore.
但是他是说，他死这个前面他是说，你离弃神死掉算了，你不要活了。
But she also said, if you leave God, then
意思是说，你现在神也没看顾你，你死了啦，你。没有意思的，
so,
或者没意思的。
Her meaning was that even God is not looking after you, then there's no meaning.
所以当他这样讲的时候，其实约伯，你看他马上发现问题在哪里了。
So after she said this, there was a problem that came about.
他马上跟他说第十节啊。
In verse 10,
他说你怎么讲话像这个愚顽的妇人，就是好像没有智慧的妇人呢
？Job replied and said, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks."
为什么？他说第十节，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗
？Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity？
所以约伯他很清楚，不管是祝福或灾祸，都从神而来。
So Job was very clear that no matter if we have good things in our life or adversity in our lives, it's from God.
所以神他可以给人祝福，他可以把灾祸加给人的身上，神可以随他怎么样都可以的。
So God can give us blessings, but He can also give us adversity.
哦，所以人其实都是接受，都是神要给人，人就会碰到，然后就遇到了。
So if God decides to give this to us, then we will meet these things.
所以对约伯来说，神的祝福是好的，但是神给的灾祸也不是坏事。
So in Job's perspective, the blessings from God is good, but and also the adversity is not a bad thing either.
神本来就是可以给人灾祸。
Because God is He can give adversity to people.
但是神给人灾祸，神并不会错，因为这个灾祸是我们人的角度去认为说这是灾祸。
But God giving adversity to man is not wrong. It's just the man's perspective that it is adversity.
可是，在神看来，他这个祸本身事实上是后面有更大的祝福。
But from God's perspective, in terms of this adversity, beyond that, there is more blessings.
那同样，神给人祝福、给人好处，其实后面也有神要训练人的重点。
And when God gives us blessings, God also has the perspective of He wants to train us.
所以不管是福或祸，从神而来，都有他要。神要我们学习的功课。
So no matter if God gives us blessings or adversity, there's lessons to be learned.
所以当时候，圣经特别强调说，约伯他没有以口犯罪。
So at that time it says that in all this Job did not sin with his lips.
也就是说，约伯他非常谨慎，去勒住他的舌头，他不敢随便乱说话。
It means that Job was very careful with his words.
因为在这个时候，他基本上是不知道为什么神要这样对他而已。
Because at that time he didn't know why God allowed these things to happen.
所以他就不敢随便去论 去推论说是因为什么，所以神才给我才这样对付我。
So he didn't want to so casually talk and assume things that.
所以他 God did. 他对他的妻子这样讲，他就觉得说你不应该这样说。
So he said to his wife, "You shouldn't say these things."
我们在这里就看到约伯他本身对神的信心。
And so we see Job's faith to God.
如果以行为上来看，雅各书说，如果一个人能够勒住舌头，他就是完全。
And so, in terms of his behavior, it says that, in the Bible, it says that if a person is able to bridle his tongue, then, they are complete.
真的是，今天我们要特别在受苦的时候，嘴巴不要说出那些不应该说的话，非常难的。
And so it's true that if we come across tribulation and, we are able to hold our tongue, from,
所以一开头说约伯他是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
In the beginning, it says that Job was a blameless and upright person.
如果从他控制能够控制他的话，特别在苦难当中，他能够不说出犯罪的话语本身，他是完全，真的是完全正直。
And so even in tribulation, he was able to hold his tongue and not say bad words against God, and then he really was complete and upright.
在当时代，没有人能够这样做的。
And there was no one else in the world who could do that.
那所以我们看到说他对神的深刻认识。
And so it also shows how he was able to truly understand God.
所以基本上，其实约伯的妻子他对苦难的认识，事实上是一种浅见。也就是说，应该是因为约伯说你是愚昧的妇人，所以是愚昧的看见，他以为是这样子。
So the perspective of Job's wife was very foolish. She didn't
就是他认为他用他这种这个有瑕疵的智慧去推论神的苦难的原因呢。
She tried to use this perspective of a flawless situation, flawed situation to see the suffering that Job was going through.
所以他对苦难的看法事实上是不完全的。
So her perspective of suffering and tribulation was not right.
那圣经对约伯的妻子所记录就到这里为止了，就没有了。
So after that, it doesn't talk more about Job's wife.
重点是约伯他不会因为他太太说什么，他就跟着走了。
The main point is that Job didn't just follow the words of his wife.
所以今天我们有时候要注意，有时候我们的观念啊，我们的什么思想啊，做什么会被配偶影响。
So today, sometimes our thinking and our concepts may be influenced by our spouse.
因为配偶夫妻两人本是一体啊。
Because a husband and wife is one.
这是一体，有时候思想观念会慢慢一致。
Because they are one, after a while, their concepts and their thinking will be as one.
但是如果有一方他对神的认识、对真理的认识不太完整，我们一定要在真理上坚持，不要就跟着然后就随便认为神就是这样子的。
But if one of the spouse is not clear on the truth in the Bible, then we should not just follow that.
要敬畏神。
We must fear God.
所以敬畏神就是说，他不会轻易的因着人的缘故，然后就改变他对神的那种态度。
And not be so easily changed towards and influenced by others.
好，那接下去圣经第二章最后就记载约伯这三个朋友了。
And so later it talks about the three friends of Job.
我们知道这三个朋友他们是非常有爱心的。
We know that the three friends had lots of love for Job.
他们是非常有同情心。
And they were very compassionate.
因为他们听说约伯的事情就为他悲伤。
Because after hearing about Job's situation, they were sorrowful for Job.
他们也想要来安慰他。
And they wanted to go comfort him.
他们事实上都是约好了，大家一起来，这个朋友三个人很亲近的。
And these friends were all very close.
你看他们来了，就撕裂衣服，跟约伯一起同哀哭，同受苦。
And together they cried and they were sorrowful and suffered with Job.
那他们就在那边陪约伯，就七天七夜陪他而已。
And they stayed with Job for 7 days and 7 nights, and they didn't say anything.
所以这三个朋友真的是约伯的患难之交。
And so these three friends were truly those there for him through his tribulations.
他们也是真的非常慈爱的，是有爱心的朋友。
And they were full of loving kindness towards him.
他们真的是很有道义的，就是他们跟约伯 一起这样子受苦了。
And they suffer through his tribulation with Job.
所以朋友，你看，那好朋友一起吃饭喝酒容易，但是要一起受苦很难。
It's easy to celebrate and eat with our friends, but to suffer along with our friends is
difficult. 所以通常你看，有好处大家来，然后不好的事情哦，灾难，人一受苦。一到这样子灾难，朋友跑光了，这个都是假的朋友，不是真的朋友。
So when it's good times and we our friends gather together with us, but then when we encounter difficulties and tribulations and the friends run away, then they are not true friends.
所以这三个朋友真的是真朋友。
So these three friends really were true friends to Job.
那他们来了，他们接下去就想要帮助约伯。
And so they went to see Job because they wanted to help him.
所以接下去他们这个三个朋友就开始说话了。
So then, after that, the three friends started to talk.
因为七天七夜，大老远来了，总不能够一句话都不讲就回家了。
Because after not saying anything for 7 days and 7 nights, they couldn't just leave and not say anything.
所以他们就很努力的要去帮约伯分析他为什么受苦，一定要改变，一定要找出原因。
So they spoke to Job and tried to find out the reason for why he was in this tribulation.
他们三个朋友有一个都共同的想法，他们的思想观念逻辑都一样的。
So the logic and the thoughts of the three friends were exactly the same.
他们的观点对苦难的观点跟我们一般世人都是这样，都很相似。
Their way of thinking and their concept of people today was very similar.
我们看第四章。
And let's look at Job chapter 10.
看约伯记第四章第七节。
Job chapter 10, verse 7.
请读第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. Although you know that I am not wicked, and there is no one who can deliver from your hand. 8. Your hands have made me and fashioned me, an intricate unity, yet you would destroy me.
第四章呢？
Oh, chapter 4.
第四章的第七
节。Chapter 4, verse 7. Apologies. Remember now whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright ever cut off? 8. Even as I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same.
他们是说，那你想想看，无辜人有谁灭亡呢？
So it says, remember now whoever perished being innocent.
意思就是说，你如果做得很正，不会遇到这种事。
So they're saying that if you were upright, then you wouldn't encounter this tribulation.
你耕种罪孽，种毒害，最后就是照样收割。所以你种什么收什么。
Those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. So whatever you reap, whatever you sow, you reap.
所以他们现在是看结果去推原因。
So they're looking at the result to find out the reason.
那他们的观点很简单，就是今天这些灾祸就是罪恶的刑罚。
So they're saying that because of this tribulation is as a result of sin.
所以他们把患难、苦难跟罪孽划等号。
So they're saying sin equals tribulation.
那你既然有犯错，所以现在神就让你遭受这样的刑罚，这非常的合逻辑。
So there's with logic they're saying that because he sinned, then he had tribulation.
因为对他们来说，如公义的神，他绝对不会做错。他所以你神不会去让那些正直人啊被剪除啊，公义的人不会受苦。
So they're saying that, because God is righteous and just, He won't allow those who are upright to suffer like this.
所以他们的认知就是，你现在有这个结局，一定是有一个原因，所以你一定要反省，你到底哪里犯错。
So, they think that.Job did something wrong, so he needs to reflect on himself to see what he did wrong.
那约伯他实在是听得很无辜啊。
And Job was actually innocent.
因为他想一想，我没有啊。
And he was thinking, but I didn't do anything wrong.
那其实约伯他知道说，其实行善的人也会碰到不好的事。
But Job knew that even those who are good and upright will also meet difficult situations and tribulation.
我们没有时间去讲得很细，但是我们在读的时候，你就注意看约伯他第六章以后，他就开始去跟他们说明说，其实行善的人也会遇到苦难，也会碰到灾难的啦。
We don't have time to go into the details, but in chapter 6 it talks about how Job says that even the those who do good will also encounter tribulation.
所以对约伯来说，这个受苦这个问题，遇到苦难这个问题，不 不见得跟罪恶有关系啊。
So from the perspective of Job, suffering and encountering tribulations is not necessarily related to whether you are upright.
其实他当时很期待他的朋友能够用慈爱待他，就是说能够跳脱这样一个思维观念然后讲一些其他的话，让他舒服一点。他希望他的朋友待他有慈爱，就是不要一直指责他的错误了。
Job at that time, he actually wanted his friends to give comfort to him.
我们看第六章的第十四节。
In chapter 6, verse 14.
六章十，这个就是描述当时约伯在受苦的时候他的心境。
And this verse talks about his heart at that time when he was in suffering.
读十四节。
Verse 14, to him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty.
这个他是灰心他说将要灰心，将要离弃全能者，不敬畏神的人，你现在 来帮助他说要用慈爱待他。
So to him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friends.
他其实在说明说有时候我们不能够用我们的想法就强加在一个人的身上，反而会让别人受苦。
Sometimes we should not use our own thinking to talk about others, because actually that might make that person suffer even more.
因为约伯他自己想不到他自己到哪里有错了。
Because Job couldn't figure out what he did wrong.
所以第二十五节，六章第二十五节，他就说，想一想你们到底在责备我什么，我实在是搞不清楚啊。
And in verse 25 he says, how forceful are right words, but what does your arguing prove?
那表示说约伯真的是他目前有很多问号。
So at that time Job had a lot of questions.
好了，我们说那个从第三章到第三十一章，这个有三个回合 的那个辩论，就是说每一个朋友都先讲约伯讲完之后，他的朋友第一个朋友就讲，然后讲完之后约伯就回应，然后接下来就换第二个朋友讲，约伯 又回应，然后换第三个朋友讲，所以每个朋友都讲过一次，这个叫一个回合。
So in chapter 3 all the way to 31, then each of the friends take turns to speak. And after the first friend has spoken, then Job replies. The second friend has spoken, then Job replies. And the third, and then Job replies.
所以这个就好像约伯连番接受他的三个朋友的那个轰炸这样子，一直跟他讲，一直跟他讲。然后讲到他这样整个头一个头两个大了。
So after speaking with his three friends, one by one, then it's a lot to take on at that time.
好，那我们先看第八章。
And let's look at chapter 8.
换他的第二个朋友讲了。
And then his first friend speaks.
第四节。
Verse 4.
来，请读第四节。
If your sons have sinned against him, he has cast them away for their transgression.
好，第五节。
Verse 5. If you would earnestly seek God and make your supplication to the Almighty.
第六。
6. If you were pure and upright, surely now he would awake for you and prosper your rightful dwelling place.
第七。
7. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly.
好，现在在这个苏亚人这个比勒达他跟约伯提醒，如果你想不到自己犯什么错，那有可能是你的儿女犯错。
So Bildad, the Shuhite, spoke to Job and said, if you can't think what you did wrong, then perhaps it's your sons or daughters that did something wrong.
所以你们都同一家人嘛，那你自己没错，那你就想想你的儿女。
Because you're all one family, if you don't have anything that you did wrong, perhaps it's your sons who have sinned.
然后他讲了很多话，再看第十三节。
And then he said a lot of things, and then we look at verse 13.
三节。
So are the paths of all who forget God, and the hope of the hypocrite shall perish.
他就说你就忘记神了，你就像那个草就枯干了，这是结局。
If you forget God, then you're like grass that dries up, and that'll be the end.
有时候，他这个朋友好心所以现在讲到他的 小孩去了，那个做父母亲的一定很伤心，他儿女都死了，现在 还死了还都不放过他，还要想说他们一定有错。
So at that time, Bildad was saying that it could have been his sons that have sinned against God. But at that time, Job's sons had already passed away, so it was already a difficult time. But his friend was saying these things.
这个叫做二次伤害。
And so this is harming him for the second time.
让约伯心更难过。
And it would make Job's heart even more difficult to bear.
再看第十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
这是第三个朋友的话。
And this is the words of the third friend.
看第十四节。
And let's turn to verse 14. If iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away, and would not let wickedness dwell in your tents.
好，他这个第三个朋友啊，他现在从另外角度，你自己没错，你儿女没错，那你一定你家里面，你的帐篷里面，不然就是你的仆人，反正都跟你家有关系，一定有人有错。
So this third friend said, if you didn't do anything wrong, your sons didn't do anything wrong, then it's someone within your household, perhaps your servants who did something wrong because they were all within your tent.
他们的论证都是一个概念，同样的，就是你现在遭遇这些一定跟罪有关系。
So all their thinking was the same. They said that all the tribulation that he was encountering has to do with the sin.
这样一个论述的主轴，他们的观念这个三回合都是一样，一直重复，而且从不同角度里面去让约伯承认啊，然后要让他这样说：是的，我错了，所以我这个结果。
So all three of their friends, the concept was the same, and they were coming at it from different perspectives and angles, but the concept was as one. And they wanted Job to admit that he did something wrong.
我们知道，其实事实都不是这样子。
But we know that in reality it wasn't like that.
他们的这个观点用在约伯的身上就不合。
And so applying this this idea and to Job's situation was not right.
因为我们知道没有错，今天如果犯罪会有一个公价，所以犯罪一定会有一个结果。
We know today that after sinning there is a consequence.
因为罪的公价就是最后就是死亡。
Because the price of sin is death.
那可是其实约伯他并不是这样子。
But Job's situation was not like this.
就是他们不是从神的角度，因为他不知道神他的旨意，也不知道天上所发生的事情。所以他们用人很简单的逻辑要去让约伯承认。
They didn't understand what God had in mind and God's reason, so they used man's own logic to think about the situation.
所以其实三个朋友他们的对苦难的看法是非常浅的，就是说他们只是从这个，你如果做好就得福气，你如果做不好就受灾祸，这是一个很简单的逻辑，每个人都可以想得到的。他们就想说，你约伯再想想看你的问题。
So they used a very simple way of thinking to say that if you do good, then you will be blessed, and if you do something bad, then you will suffer the consequences.
但是约伯他的观点不是这样子。
But Job's perspective was not like this.
他这三个朋友其实他们误解了神，所以后来神跟他们这三个朋友生气。
So they actually misunderstood God, and so later on, God was angry at these three friends.
他们花了好大的力气想要去这样子说服约伯，结果其实最后是神向他们这三个朋友生气的，发怒了。
And so they used a lot of energy to comfort Job, but then in the end, God was angry at them.
因为他们讲到最后，好像神有问题了。
So in the end, God had a problem with this.
那他们所论的也不正确。
And what they had said was not right.
所以我们如果看第四十二章，
and if we turn to chapter 42,
他们这样的一个错误，我们要避免。
And this wrong that they did, we must avoid.
第七节，请读第七节。
Verse 7, and so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job that the Lord said to Eliphaz and Temanite, "My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has."
他说你们论议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是，所以在神眼中，其实约伯的观点才是正确啊。这三个朋友是错误的。
So from God's perspective, the three friends were wrong and Job was right.
好了，那我们现在就要看约伯他的对苦难的看法是什么。
So now we'll see what Job's perspective is of tribulation.
我们看第十章。
Turn to chapter 10.
约伯记第十章。
Job chapter 10.
第二节。
Verse 2.
这是约伯他回应他的朋友所讲的话。
This is Job replying to his friends.
从第九节以后就是他的回应，所以第九章跟第十章是连下来的。
Chapter 9 and 10 are connected together.
他要说话，第二节他对神说，请读第二节。
Verse 2. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me.
第三节。
Verse 3, does it seem good to you that you should oppress, that you should despise the work of your hands, and smile on the counsel of the wicked?
第四节。
Verse 4. Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as man sees?
第五节。
Verse 5. Are your days like the days of a mortal man? Are your years like the days of a mighty man?
第六节。
Verse 6. That you should seek for my iniquity and search out my sin. Verse 7. Although you know that I am not wicked, and there is no one who can deliver from your hand.
第八。
Verse 8. Your hands have made me and fashioned me, an intricate unity, yet you would destroy me.
第九。
Verse 9. Remember, I pray, that you have made me like clay, and will you turn me into dust again?
这里约伯他其实知道这些苦难直接从神而来。
Job knew that this tribulation was from God.
那他想要知道说神为什么要这样让他遭受这个这样的一个结果。
Job wanted to find out why it was that he was in this tribulation.
他知道神跟人不一样。
He knew that man and God are different.
神的旨意更高。
God's will is higher.
那所以他其实也知道说，如果神追究我的罪孽，我站不住的。
He knew that if God were to seek for his iniquity, then he would not be able to stand.
其实第六节这个约伯他自己说，你追究我的罪孽，寻查我的罪过吗？
Verse 6, that you should seek for my iniquity and search out my sin.
他朋友这样一讲以后，他就问神了。
So after his friends had spoken, Job asked God.
那其实第七节他说，其实你知道我没有罪啊。
And then verse 7, he says that God knew that he did not have sin.
但是并没有能救我脱离你手的。
But there is no one who can deliver from your hands.
现在这个整个情况是神你加给我的，没有人能够拯救我。
And he knows that this situation was from God, and no one else can help him.
所以他现在他知道是从神来，但是他想要知道原因而已。
He knew that it was from God, but he wanted to understand the reason.
所以后面你会看到他一再的想要跟神，就好像求神你跟我讲一下。
And so,
我们来辩论啊，来辩论啊，讲一下到底是怎么一回事。
In the end, he was trying to have a conversation with God to find out why it was that this happened.
那他想要知道原因，神就不要跟他讲啊。
And God knew the reason, but he didn't tell him
straight away. 其实到最后一波，他也不知道神为什么这样待他。
And in the end, he didn't know why God allowed this to happen.
可是最后他就不用问，他不需要知道原因了。
But in the end, he didn't need to ask anymore.
这个就是对神的认识已经提升到更高的层次了。
Because he understood God at a very deep level.
他接受神所做的一切。
And he accepted everything that God had done.
他相信神不会做错。
And he understood and believed that God will not do wrong.
他相信神的爱没有改变。
He believed God's love will not change.
所以他后来他用信心体会到了。
And so with faith he experienced this.
今天我们的苦难其实背后也有可能有神更美好的旨意。
Today our tribulation and suffering, and behind all this, there could be a better will.
通常都在经历、经过了之后才会发现的。
It's often that after we have gone past these things, then we will realize.
但是在这个过程当中，确实很痛苦。
But while we're in the tribulation and suffering, it's very difficult.
那我们周围的人呢，一定要小心，不要像约伯这三个朋友一样。
And so the rest of us, we must not be like the three friends of Job.
好，那这是约伯的看法。那还有一个，我们看第三十六章。
And this is Job's perspective. Let's look at Job chapter 36.
这是这个年轻人以利户他的观点。
And this is Elihu's perspective.
第三十六章，请读第十五节。
Chapter 36, verse 15.
十五节，十六节。
Verse 15 and 16, he delivers the poor in their affliction and opens their ears in oppression. 16, indeed, he would have brought you out of dire distress into a broad place where there is no restraint, and what is set on your table would be full of richness.
因为以利户他讲话讲很长，他从三十二章就开始一直讲。
Elihu said a lot from chapter 32 onwards.
他在讲的时候，耶伯根本插不上嘴。
And as he was speaking, Job couldn't get a word in.
耶伯就静静听了。
So then Job would listen quietly.
那这个以利户他对苦难是这样看的。
And so this is Elihu's perspective of suffering.
他说，其实神借着困苦要救拔困苦人，趁他们受欺压的时候开张他们的耳朵，表示说这苦难是神训练人的方法之一。
He said he delivers the poor in their affliction and opens their ears in oppression. That's to say that God gives us the suffering to train us.
为的就是要造就人，让人可以提升。
So that we can improve ourselves.
哦，所以你要选择哈、哦、苦难，就是说啊，神他既然给我们经由这个训练，你就选择接受，最后一定会一个美好的结果。
So when we are in the suffering, we should choose to accept it to believe that in the future there will be a better result.
So 要选择苦难，不要选择罪孽。
To choose the suffering, but not to choose iniquity.
你看第三十二十一节。
In verse 21.
这是这个以利户他说的一句话了哈。
This is what Elihu said.
来，请读二十一节。
Verse 21. Take heed, do not turn to iniquity, for you have chosen this rather than affliction.
好，他说你要谨慎，不可以看重罪孽，因为你选择罪孽过于选择苦难。意思就是说，你现在并不是因为罪而受苦。但是千万不要因为苦难就犯罪。
So his meaning was that you did not sin and then you had this suffering. But while you are in suffering now in tribulation, do not because of this tribulation then sin.
今天我们要了解，真的苦难有时候临到我们身上，不是因为犯罪的缘故。
Today we must understand that tribulation may come upon us, but not necessarily because we sin.
但是我们人很有可能在这个苦难当中。我们会用我们的口犯罪，甚至我们的心会离弃神，然后会怀疑神的存在。
But when we are in tribulation, we may use our words to speak against God, or our heart might leave God.
所以千万不要因为苦难而犯罪，而怀疑神，怀疑神的爱，怀疑神的存在。
So, brothers and sisters, let us not in suffering and tribulation then doubt God and doubt God's love.
今天神他有很多方式来磨练他的百姓。
So today God has many ways to train up his children. 就好像
神训练他的以色列选民，就像最后神用很极端的让他们亡国，让他们圣殿被毁，让他们多数人被杀。
Just like the Israelites in the Bible, they were exiled and some of them were also killed.
但是神的爱没有改变。
But God's love did not change.
最后神还是给他们一个盼望，时间满足之后，让他们归回，重新复国。
God gave them a hope so that over time, later on, they were allowed to return to their nation.
所以这个苦难有神的目的。
So this tribulation, there's God has a goal.
当然，以利户他也不知道天上发生的事。
And Job, Elihu didn't know the reason.
他只是从他的这个观察当中，他发现说神是可以用苦难来做他的工作。
He was just looking at the situation and realized that God can use tribulation to work.
他也不知道说神到底要训练我什么。
He didn't know what God was training Job in.
只是他听了这个当中的对话以后，他觉得说叶伯，哇，你怎么讲话讲这样子？
It's just that when he was listening and seeing the situation, he saw why is it Job you're saying this?
但是其实叶伯一开始的时候，圣经特别说他没有一口犯罪。
But it says in the Bible that Job did not say anything wrong.
可是在这个过程当中，在这个跟朋友的这个对话里，约伯他讲出一些话，事实上是因为他的朋友的缘故而说出的。
But in this conversation, Job spoke out because in response to what the friend said.
所以这个以户就说，就开始抓约伯的问题，说你讲这个话不对，你有问题。
So Elihu said that what Job said was not right.
哦，他四篇的讲论其实基本上就针对约伯的四个问题，要让他明白。
And so in these few chapters, he was trying to pick out what Job did wrong and help him understand.
好了，那我们现在继续看，最后看神他是怎么看苦难的。
And then in the end, let's look at God's perspective on tribulation.
这是最后的神的结论，这个就是没有什么疑问，没有不需要疑问的。因为这是神讲的，最后神这样说了。
And so then in the end, God said.
我们看三十八章第二节。
Chapter 38, verse 2. Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
第三。
Verse 3. Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me.
好，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明呢？表示没有人，不可能有谁可以让神的旨意被隐藏。
Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? There's no one who can,
那让神的旨意被埋住了。
There's no one who can cover the will of God.
神的旨意一定要显明出来了。
God's will always come out.
接下去神就 一连串问了约伯很多问题。
So then, God asked a lot of questions.
他就叫他说：“你准备好哈，你像勇士束腰，我开始要问你问题了。”
So you prepared? Now I'm going to ask questions.
第三十八章一连问了四十一个问题，你自己看，他在问打问号的，你一连你可以算，一共有四十一个问题。四十一个。
And so there were 41 questions.
这个每个问题约伯都无解，不知道怎么答案呢。
And Job couldn't answer any of them.
好，那问完之后。
And after asking these questions.
约伯他就没话说嘛哈。
Job couldn't say anything.
好，再继续看第四十章。
And let's turn to chapter 40.
第四十章，请读第八节。
Verse 8, would you indeed annul my judgment? Would you condemn me that you may be justified?
第四十章的第八节，他这里说：“你可以废去我说你定的吗？你可以定我有罪，好显自己为义吗
？”Would you indeed annul my judgment? Would you condemn me that you may be justified?
也就是说，神向约伯他讲一个重点：苦难是神拟定的旨意，你不可以轻忽，你不可以随便去评论呢。
And God was saying that this.Tribulation was up to God. You cannot just casually take judgment on it.
这个苦难的旨意其实更高于这个你现在看到神问的这个问题，就是他所观察到的这个宇宙、动物啊、自然界这些现象啊，这些现象约伯一个都不知道结果嘛，他不知道答案嘛，那他当然不更不可能知道神所对苦难所定的旨意。
So God was speaking about the universe and His creation, and Job couldn't understand all this. So, even to the point of his tribulation. So, so how could he understand the reasoning for the tribulation?
第三十八章到第四十章，神的第一次跟约伯这个对话当中，要有一个重点，就是要让约伯去认识神，神的作为，你知道吗？
So, these chapters here, the main point was to help Job understand God's words.
哦，当然，约伯不知道。
And so Job didn't know.
那第二个部分就是从第四十章以后到最后。
And the second point was for chapter 40 onwards.
这一段神也一样问了很多问题，每一章都问问题的。
And so every chapter there's questions.
问了问题之后，最后是要让约伯认识他自己。
And so after these questions, the point was to help Job understand himself.
哦，要叫他认识你自己是谁。
To understand who are you yourself.
今天如果我们知道我们人是谁，我们对神的态度就不一样。
Today, if we understand who we are, then we will have a different attitude towards God.
所以神他讲完之后，约伯他自己这样说了。
So after God has said these things, Job said.
第四十二章的第六节。
Chapter 42, verse 6. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
他说：“哦，我现在厌恶自己在。”尘土跟芦苇中的懊悔。
So he said, therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust.
也就是说，他不知道过去，不知道自己在讲什么。
So then he's saying that he didn't know what he said before.
他曾经自以为怎么样
？In the big, he previously thought he knew.
他自以为什么？他自以为说，哎，神啊，你就告诉我嘛，我们来辩论一下。他把自己放在跟神同样的地位来辩论，就好像跟朋友这样对话哈。
He was speaking to God as if he was on the same level as God, like friends.
其实神不是这样子的。
But God isn't like that.
那人是尘土所造的。
So man is made from dust.
所以其实等到第一次神问的时候，他就开始有一个自觉。第四十章的第三节，第四节。
Chapter 40, verse 4. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth.
第五节。
Verse 5, once I have spoken, but I will not answer yes twice, but I will proceed no further.
意思是说不要讲，没办法回答。
So he was saying that he couldn't answer and speak anymore.
神在第四十章问他，第四十一章问了差不多二十个问题。
So God asked Job about 20 questions in chapter 41.
问完之后
，After asking these questions,
约伯他明白了。
Job understood.
他其实都不需要讲什么。
He didn't need to ask find a reason.
有神的旨意，这个旨意呈现在他身上就对了。
This tribulation was God's will, and because these things came upon him, then that's right.
所以他接受了神的安排。
So he accepted God's plan.
最后，神就跟约伯说：“ 你要去为你的朋友祷告献祭。
So God said to Job, you need to pray for your friends and make offering.
然后我就祝福你。
And then I will bless you.
然后约伯就照神的话去做了。
And then Job did according to what God said.
做完之后，神接下去就让他从苦境转回。
And so after these things, and from suffering, his whole situation turned around.
第四十二章第十节。
In chapter 42, verse 10.
请读。
And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
当约伯他接受了神的旨意之后，他为他的朋友祷告，神就让他从苦境转回。他的苦境转回就是他接受神的安排，然后他也照神的指示去做事。哎，他的痛苦就离开了。他也就是说，他的那个身体就好起来了。
So then Job accepted the will of God, and he also prayed for his friends and did according to what God had commanded him, and then things were better.
他的内心不会再愁苦，不会再疑惑了。
In his heart, he was no longer questioning.
他现在就好像神站在他面前了。
很清楚。It was like God was in front of him. It was very clear.
愿我们都能够像约伯这样学习。
And I hope that we can be like Job and learn from Job.
我们可以从神的角度里面去看到神更美好的旨意。
To see things from God's perspective and God's wonderful will.
神的旨意都写在圣经里。
Because God's will is all written in the Bible.
让我们一起来祷告。
And let us all pray.
求神打开我们的眼睛。
Pray that God will open our eyes.
赐给我们悟性。
And to give us a faith.
所以我们可以明白，我们今天我们所要遭遇到这些苦难。
So we can understand these tribulations that we're going through.
神的祝福在后面。
That God's blessings is behind it all.
那我们都一样，像约伯，他正直，完全正直的，
so that,
敬畏神，远离恶事。
So that we can be like Job, to be upright and righteous, and to shun evil.
让我们的口都能够小心。
And that our mouths will be careful with what we say.
不讲出那得罪神的话。
And not say something against God.
也不要讲出那个会让受苦人伤心的话语。
And also not say things that will will harm those who are already in suffering.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
And let's all pray together now.
愿意接受按手祷告，请到前面来。
If you're willing to have laying of hands, then please come forward.
教会的执事按手祷告。
And the ministers will come forward to lay hands. Let's all pray in one accord.